For KASU News, I'm Brandon Tabor. After 2016, community policing has been a hot topic for the nation. However, the Jonesboro Police Department has made strides to strengthen the relationship between the community and officers. Following the department's increase in new officers, the JPD is restarting another program that has been dormant for nearly 10 years. The department is now looking for citizens to become reserve officers who will be working with the JPD to make the city safer. I'm joined in the newsroom with Sergeant Cassie Brandon, the Community Outreach and Recruiting Officer for the Jonesboro Police Department. Thank you so much for joining me.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what is a reserve officer?
They supplement our day-to-day operations. They are volunteer, non-paid officers. They have the same authority as a regular police officer as long as they're on duty. And they are supervised by the patrol officers and the supervisors that are out there, the full-time officers. But we use them, they'll come out and ride with patrol officers to kind of have an extra set of eyes out there and help, you know, answer calls and help with traffic enforcement, those sorts of things. And then they also work at special events. So they work, like, they do traffic at the fair every year, and then they also help with 4th in the Forest, and they help with some other things too. So if we have a big event in town, they'll come out and help us with it.
All right, so we've started it up again. You guys have started it up again. Mm-hmm. Why was it so important to start up this program now?
Just to clarify a little bit, we've had a reserve program for a long time, and it's always been in effect. We just haven't brought on any new reserves in several years. So we have 23 reserve officers. I've worked at the police department since 2004, and we've always hovered somewhere around 30 reserve officers. We do ask that the reserves try to put in at least 8 hours a month. If not more, you know, if they can do more, then they're welcome to. And then they also have monthly meetings that they need to attend. I think it's one meeting a month. And we've had some of the former reserves that just couldn't meet those expectations. So that being the case, they've left the unit. So we've had a little bit of turnover in the reserve unit, I would say, over the last couple of years that we hadn't experienced before. So that's why we're wanting to supplement the unit now with new recruits.
All right. So what is the ideal reserve officer look like? What are you guys wanting?
Yeah. So we're looking for people that have integrity, because you can't be a, you know, if we can't trust them, then we can't put them out there on the street, and the citizens of Jonesboro wouldn't want us to. They have to be, have that drive to serve. I don't think we're looking for officers that want to come out and drive fast and shoot guns, because that's very, very, very little of police work. Mm-hmm. The vast majority of it is, you know, driving around, checking neighborhoods, stopping traffic violators, taking reports. It's pretty actually mundane work until it's not. And then when it's not, it's exciting. But, you know, Jonesboro, we're fortunate here. We have a pretty good community where we kind of keep the excitement at bay most of the time anyway. We do get right. Some. So we're not looking for an adrenaline junkie. Although we do want people that are adventurous, because there is some adventure and excitement in police work. And we don't want people that are going to be scared off by that. But I would say mainly someone that has a willingness to serve and a desire to serve the community. As far as, you know, procedural stuff and things that you have to know to be a police officer, we can teach a lot of that. But those characteristics we can't teach, you know, that, and that's what we're looking for, people with those certain characteristics like that.
All right. Sergeant Cassie Brandon is the Community Outreach and Recruiting Officer for the Jonesboro Police Department. And you can learn more about the Reserve Officer Program by visiting our website, KASU.org, where you'll find a link to the Jonesboro Police Department. A deadline to apply is February 3rd. Brandon Tabor, KASU News.